Sechta Shavuos, Daf Mem Aleph, three lines from the top of Daf Mem Aleph from an Aleph, and at the bottom of Daf Mem Beis, we saw the statement of Rav Nachman that although we stated in our Mishnah that if Reuven claimed from Shimon, Monli Biyotcha, and Shimon was Kaifa Kal, and he stated Ein Lecha Biyodi, then Shimon would be Potter, Midiraisa, he would not be Chayiv to make a Shavuah. However, Rav Nachman, Mashmina Isa Shavuah Sesis, that even so, Midrabbanon, they required Shimon to make a Shavuah Sesis, and this way Shimon would be Potter, and this is similar to a Shavuah Deraisa. As generally all Shavuos Deraisa are Shavuos where someone is Mashpia and they are Potter. And for example, by the case of someone that's Meidu Mixes Ataina, where they make a Shavuah and they will be Potter. And although Benegea other Shavuos Derabbanon, someone would be Mashpia Vinoital. However, by a Shavuos Sesses, the one that makes a Shavuah would be Potter. And our Gemara begins and asks, My Ikka bin Shavuah Deraisa or Shavuah Derabbanon, that what is the difference between a Shavuah Deraisa and a Shavuah Derabbanon? And Rashi explains that we're trying to contrast the din of a Shavuah Deraisa. And for example, a case of a Baba Mixes Ataino and a Shavuah Derabbanon that Rashi specifies, we're referring to Shavuah Rav Nachman, where Shimon would swear and be Potter. And Ayinim and Farshim who discuss if the Nafkaminis that we're about to discuss are going to be relevant to other Shavuahs Derabbanon with a Bashpir Vinoitlin. And the Gemara continues and states, Ikabinayu, that Nafkamina would be Mepech Shavuah if we would allow someone that is Chayav Shavuah to say to the other party that instead of me making Shavuah and being Potter, if you make a Shavuah, then I will pay you. And as Rashi states, Im Oma Nitba L'Teveya, he shove it v'tol. And as the Gemara explains, B'duraisa le'mafchin an Shavuah, that B'duraisa, if Shimon is chayav to make a Shavuah to Reuven, based on being made of Mixas Ataino, that he can't be mafchinon and tell Reuven to make the Shavuah instead. However, B'drabbana mafchinon, in the case of a Shavuah Sesses, then Shimon could tell Reuven that instead of me making a Shavuah and being Potter, but even though I was Kaifer Akol, and I really would make a Shavuah, but I'll give you the opportunity that if you really believe I owe you money, you can make the Shavuah, and if you make the Shavuah, then I'll pay you, even though I really don't believe I owe you money. However, the Gemara continues in Eis, according to Ma'abar Vashi, it holds that even by Shavuah Deraisa, there's a din of Mafchin and Shavuah. So, Ma'ikah ben Deraisa Rabbanon, then what would be the Nafkamina between a Shavuah Deraisa and a Shavuah Rabbanon? And the Gemara explains, it could be now that the Nafkamina would be, Mechas L'Nichsei, if Shimon doesn't swear, and he says that not only won't I swear, but I also won't pay, Bezin would actually go and take away the chasam of Shimon bal kachach, and as Rashi states, meches l'nichsei im ama eni nishba ve'eni meshalim yordan l'chasam v'nisal l'zeh. As the Gemara explains, b'duraisa nachtina l'nichsei, by a case of a shvuah duraisa, if Shimon would say, I'm not making a shvuah of meidu mixas, and even so, I don't want to pay, then Bezdin would actually enforce and would go and collect for Reuven. However, drabbanon loy nachtina l'nichsei, but if Shimon was only chayiv to make a shvuah seses based on a din drabbanon, and then he states eni nishba ve'eni meshalim, Bezdin would not go and enforce the judgment bal kochoi. And the Gemara continues, Rabbeisi da amar b'drabbanon nami nachtinu l'nechase, that according to the sheet of Rabbeisi, that we find in the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin that teaches us that even by a din Rabbanon, Bezdin will still enforce the judgment. The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, that the Tanakhama hold, Metzias Chereshet v'katin, yesh bem gezel and play daki sholim, that if a Chereshet v'katin find a Metzia, although Midiraisa they don't have valid kinyonim, however, the Rabbanon will misakin that it's considered gezel if you take the metziah away from the chereshet v'katan, mipnei dakei shalim, and Rabbi Yesi oimer gezel gamor, and Rabbi Yesi argues on the Tana Kamor, and he states that it will be considered gezel gamor. However, Rabbi Chista explained the sheet of Rabbi Yesi that certainly it can't be considered gezel deraisa, and certainly a chereshet v'katan cannot be coin anything, and therefore Rabbi Chista explains that when Rabbi Yesi stated it's gezel gamor, he really meant to say gezel gamor midrayim, that it's only gezel midrabbanon, and lemaisa, based on the explanation of Rabbi Chista, there doesn't seem to be an afkamina between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yisi, as both the Tanakam and Rabbi Yisi hold that it's only Gezel and Rabbanon, and as the Gemara explains, L'may nafkamina loitzio b'dayonim, that the nafkamina between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yisi is if Bezdin would enforce and would make sure to give the Metzia back to the Chereshet V'Katan. According to the Tanakam, it's only Yeshbem Gezel and Pleidake Sholim, but they wouldn't enforce such a judgment. However, Rabbi Yisi is chilek on the Tanakam, and he holds that even though it's only Gezel and Rabbanon, but even so, Bezdin would enforce the judgment, and if so, if you're Rabbi Yisi, there isn't a chilek between a Shavuah Deraisa and a Shavuah Derabbanon, as in both cases, Bezin should enforce the judgment, and therefore the Gemara is, my Ikka bein Deraisa l'Rabbanon, that what would be nafkamina l'fi Rabbi Yisi between a Shavuah Deraisa and a Shavuah Derabbanon. The Gemara explains, Ikka b'nayu shekneg l'choshel al Shavuah, b'deraisa shekneg l'choshel al Shavuah, avchina l'Shavuah v'somo o'idach, b'derabbanon tekantihi v'tekantel l'tekantel l'yavdinon. And the nafkamina would be, in the case where the nitba is choshel al Shavuah, so for example, if Shimon was chayiv to make a Shavuah mid Deraisa, and he was chayav to make a shvua for being made of a mixas, and Shimon can't swear because he's chashal al shvua. Therefore, midraisa, Shimon would have to pay Ruvain. However, the Mishnah daf mem dalam beis will teach us that the chum was sakin she yishava tevei avital, that Bezin would require Ruvain to make a shvua that Shimon actually owes him this money, and then Ruvain will be able to collect. But if Ruvain will not make the shvua, then Shimon will be patar. Therefore, Agamar explains that would be an afkamina between a shvua deraisa and a shvua drabbanon, as this takkanos chachamim that the tikkun chacham she yishava tevei avital is only relevant to a shvua deraisa. But since the entire din of a shvua drabbanon and of a shvua seses is only based on takkanos chachamim, therefore the rabbanon would not make a takana for a takana, and therefore in a case where Shimon would be obligated to make a shvua seses, but if he is actually chashal shvua, then rabbanon would not be mechayiv him to make a shvua. We would also not make a takana that Reuven could make a shvua and actually collect the money from Shimon. Therefore, we would be uki adiraisa, and since Shimon was kaifar kol, therefore Shimon would be potter and would not be chayiv to pay Reuven. And the Gemara now continues and goes back to a previous din that we mentioned, and we stated that according to Rabbanon, that a chiluk rabbeisi, so the chiluk between a shvua deraisa and a shvua drabbanon is by a shvua drabbanon loy nachtin l'nechsei. And our Gemara now is Rabbanon the pligulad rabbeisi the amru drabbanon loy nachtin l'nechsei. And according to Rabbanon, that will chiluk rabbeisi in the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, and they held by a drabbanon loy nachtin l'nechsei. So mayavdin lei and l'chiru, even though Rav Nachman was misakin that Shimon has to make a shvua seses, but the mice of Shimon states ein nishba ve ein mishalim, then Bezer would not enforce this din, and they would not force Shimon to make this payment. And if so, mahi luchacham v'takanosam. And the Gemara explains mishamtin lei that in the chenami Rabbanon would hold that we put Shimon to chirim until he actually pays Reuven. However, the Gemara continues amli Ravina Rav Ashi, Ravina is Rav Ashi, hay nokte bekufse dinishpeke leglimehu, that if you would put Shimon into chirim on account of him not paying, then certainly he'll be forced eventually to pay, as certainly putting someone to chirim is a terrible einish for someone and is very difficult for a person. And therefore, it's as if the Rabbanon would nachtin l'nechsei, and this would be similar to a case where Reuven wants Shimon's beged, and Reuven grabs onto Shimon's beim, and he basically tortures Shimon until Shimon agrees to give him his beged, and certainly this would be considered as if Bezdin was nachtin l'nechsei. And Rav Ashi responded to Ravina, so what should we do in order to make sure that Shimon pays? And Amalei, and Ravina responded to Rav Ashi, mishamtin lei ad motiz man nagde, that Bezdin would actually put him into chirim for a limited period of time until the point that it would actually give someone makas mardis. And as Rashi states, lebasa tlas yamin, which is a period of 30 days, kanamin and rab magid amad demashi shamtei rabbanon le tlas yamin, and after 30 days v'nagdin lei, we would actually give makas mardis to Shimon, and if Shimon still doesn't want to pay, v'shavkin lei, and we would leave him alone, and we would not force this issue any further. The Gemara continues, Amar Papa, Rav Papa teaches us hayman da'apik shtar al chavrei, that if Reuven has a shtar that states that Shimon owes him $100, the amalei shtar pruhu, and Shimon responds that I already paid off this debt and I don't owe you anything. Amrin lei, so we tell Shimon lav kol kaminech zil shlim, that certainly since Reuven has a shtar, so Shimon is not believed and Shimon has to pay $100 to Reuven. Certainly this part of the din of Rav Papa is not a chiddush, but Rav Papa continues vim amal lishtabli. However, if Shimon says to Reuven that I want you to swear to me that I owe you this $100, amrin lei shtabli, then we would tell Reuven that in order for you to collect, you are required to make a shvua to Shimon. The Gemara now is Amar Rav Acha b'Rid Rav Rav Ashi Uma Bein Zeh L'Pegim Mishtari, and as Rashi brings from the Mishnah Masechtas Ksubas HaPegemes Ksubasa Le'Tipara El Bishvua, and Ketzad, and what is the case of Pegemes Ksubasa? So if Rachel has a Ksuba and the Ksuba states that Reuven will give her $1,000, and Reuven claims they already paid the Ksuba, and Rachel admits that you already gave me $100 but you still owe me $900, the L'maisa she was Pegem Hashtag Ksuba, and therefore the only way that she will be able to collect the additional $900 is if she makes a shvua to Reuven that he owes her another $900. And as Rashi states, lekel mismich su ashtara de ikla meima tvei kibla, as it's possible that she received more than $100. And as Rashi continues, Rav Acha b'Rid Rav's question to Rav Ashi was v'hashad da amrit mashpiin loy, that since Rav Papa just taught us that even though Reuven had a valid shtar, Shimon could still request that Reuven makes a shvua, ma yafa koychay mishim pagam ashtarei, so what is Reuven's benefit of having a shtar more than in the scenario where there was a bekima on the shtar, as in all cases we'd be mechayiv him to make a shvua. However, the Gemara continues, Amalei, Rav Ashi responds to Rav Acha b'Rid Rava that there is an afkamina, as hasam afgav leitoin idu taninu leanan, that in a case that is similar to the case of Masechtas Ksubas, where there was a pgam in the shtar or in the ksuba, and even if the other party doesn't ask Beis Din to require him to make a shvuah, Beis Din would require the baal shtar to make a shvuah since there was already a pgam in the ksuba or in the shtar. However, hacha amrin le zil shalom le. But in our case, since Reuven has a baal shtar, Shimon wasn't paying the shtar, and Shimon was just kaifar kol, then certainly Beis Din would paskin that Shimon is chayiv to pay Reuven. However, a papa teaches us v'itoyin va'oma ishtabeli. But if Shimon would actually taina and state that he wants Reuven to make a shvuah that he's actually owed the money, then amrin le zil ishtabeli. Then we tell Reuven that you're required to make a shvuah. And the Gemara continued that even though a papa just taught us that the loiva is toyin that he wants the malva to make a shvuah, then we require the malva to make a shvuah. However, v'itzur rabbanon hu loy mashpin le. If the malva is a talmud chacham, then we would not require the malva to make a shvuah, as it would seem that it would be chayshid that he's actually lying, and certainly that would not be respectful to a talmud chacham. And at this point in the Gemara feels that since the talmud chacham would not be required to make a shvuah, so the talmud chacham would be able to collect even without making a shvuah. Therefore, amalei Rav Yehemi Rav Ashi, so Rav Yehemi asked Rav Ashi, tzur rabbanon mishal klima d'inchi, do you think that it's proper that since he's a talmud chacham, so he could just steal someone's clothing? And certainly, since we stated that if Shimon asked Reuven to make a shvuah, then Reuven has to make a shvuah, then certainly we should not favor a talmud chacham, and we should require a talmud chacham to make a shvuah in order to collect from Shimon. And because of this question, the Gemara explains, el leim zekin lelidine, if the malva is a talmud chacham, so we would not ask him to make a shvuah, as that would be a bezoyin to the talmud chacham. However, ultimately, since the talmud chacham would not swear, therefore Shimon would not have to pay his chayiv. And as Rashi states, leim zekin leli shav in the mechse de chashin le, vle ligvus le, amale ishtabeli dle perticha. And I am Birushainim who point out that certainly the talmud chacham would still have the right to make a shvuah, and if he makes a shvuah, then certainly Shimon would be chayiv to pay. The Gemara continues and quotes from the next in our Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated that if Reuven says to Shimon, Manli biatcha, that you owe me $100, and Amalei Hain, and Shimon admitted in front of Edim that he owes $100 to Reuven, and Lemacha Amalei Tnaili, and the next day Reuven said to Shimon, give me the $100, and Shimon responded, Nesatel lecha, that I already paid you back between the time that I was made to you and today, then Potter, then Shimon would be Potter. And as we previously explained, that according to Rav Nachman, there's still a requirement for Shimon to make a Shavuos Hesses. The Gemara will now bring two different versions as to a machlekes between Rav Asi and Shmuel. The first version is, Am Rabbi Huda, Am Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Huda stated the name of Rav Asi, Hamal v'schaveir be'idim, Sarach l'per be'idim, that if Reuven lends money to Shimon, and Reuven made sure that at the time of Alva, there were Edim that witnessed the actual Alva, so it's as if Reuven said to Shimon, that when you pay back this loan, you have to make sure that you pay back in front of Edim, and these Edim will be able to testify that you actually paid back this loan. And if Reuven ultimately claims that Shimon didn't pay him back, and Shimon says that I paid you back in front of Edim, but these Edim went to Medina Siyam, then Shimon would not be Neman. However, Rabbi Huda continues, Kem Risa Kameda Shmuel, that when I said over this member of Rabbi Asi in front of my Rabbi Shmuel, so Amali, so Shmuel told me, Yachal Leimalei Paraticha Befnei Pleini Pleini V'Hochal Hamel Medina Siyam, that even though they were Edim at the time of Alva, when Maisa Reuven didn't make an actual Tanai, that Shimon has to repay the loan in front of two Edim that will be able to testify, and therefore Shmuel holds that certainly Shimon will be able to claim that I actually paid back this loan in front of two Edim. However, the Edim went to Medina Siyam, and they are not available to testify that I already paid back the loan, and since Shimon will be Neman in that case, therefore, based on Amigu, Shimon could also claim that I paid the money directly to Reuven, and there were no Edim, and even so, Shimon would be believed. And the Gemara will continue and bring a raya against Rav Asi, as we learned in our Mishnah, Manli Biatcha Amalei Hain, that if Reuven made a claim that Shimon owes him $100, and Shimon admitted in front of Edim that he actually owes Reuven $100, and Lemacha Amalei Tnaili, and then the next day Reuven says to Shimon, give me my $100. Shimon responds that between the time that I was made to you and today, the Satur Lecha, I already paid you back, then Potter, then Shimon will be Potter. And the Gemara asks a question on Rav Asi, then in the case of the Mishnah, since Reuven was Tevei Shimon for $100 in front of Edim, so it's as if Reuven lent the money to Shimon in front of Edim, therefore it should be required for Shimon to actually have to make the payment in front of Edim. And how could it be that the Mishnah states that Shimon would be Pata if L'chari L'fi Rav Asi, Shimon should have to bring Edim that he actually paid back the debt? And as the Gemara continues, and that Meme Alpha Mevez, Tiyufta de Rav Asi, and L'chari from a Mishnah, it should be a Tiyufta on Rav Asi. And the Gemara answers, Am L'chari Rav Asi, the Rav Asi will respond, Anoki Amri Hechadim Ikara Isve Be'edim Delilu Deyamne, Hacha Hayamne, that certainly we could be Mechalik between my case and the case of our Mishnah, as when did I state that I'm Malvas Chaver Be'edim Tzarech L'Pari Be'edim is only that at the time that Reuven lent money to Shimon, he actually had Edim there, and therefore it's as if Reuven stated to Shimon that I don't trust you. The only way that you'll have any Nemanis that you actually pay me back is only if you pay me in front of Edim, and Edim come and testify in Beis Din that you actually pay me back. However, in the case of our Mishnah, where originally when Reuven gave the loan to Shimon, there were no Edim there, and the only time that there were Edim was only at the time that Reuven was Tebeah Shimon, and when Shimon was Moedet to Reuven, that I owe you $100. So in that case, we don't say the same Svara, and Enechinami, if Shimon would pay back Reuven, and he didn't pay him back in front of Edim, and even Rabbi Asi agrees that Shimon would be Potter, as the Mishnah stated, and Ayin and Taisis at the top of that Mem Avon Beis, Dibur Maskel, Tiyuf to the Rabbi Asi, that he states, Avol Shmuel Nicho, the Matzal of Fire, the Harikoma, the Satav Lecha, that Shimon stated that I gave back the money, Bifnei Pliny of Pliny, the Hochlam of Dinas Yom, and Taisis continues, the Lemaid of Rafashin, the Shmuel Neman, Lemon Perticha, Bain Yubain Atzmacha, Bemigu, the Boy Om Perticha, Bifnei Pliny of Pliny, Asi Shapit Fei, and that's the way we explain our Gemara. The Gemara continues with the second version as to the Machlekes between Rabbi Asi and Shmuel, as Rabbi Yosef Masni Hochi, as Rabbi Yosef taught the following, as Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Asi, Hamal was Chaver Be'edim, in its Tzarech L'Pari Be'edim. Then this version, Rabbi Asi agrees to the Shita of Shmuel, that even if Reuven would lend money to Shimon in front of Edim, then there is still no requirement for Shimon to pay back Reuven in front of Edim. However, Vim Amal to Fereini El Be'edim, Tzarech L'Pari Be'edim, that if Reuven made a clear t'nai and told Shimon that I only want you to pay me back in front of Edim, then certainly Shimon would have to pay Reuven back in front of Edim. Once again, Rabbi Yehuda continued, Kemrisa Kameda Shmuel, that when said over the member of Asi in front of Shmuel, Amali, Shmuel told me, Yachalimele, Paraticha Bifnei Pliny Pliny, Vahochalam Lomidis Yom, that although certainly I would agree to Rabbi Asi that Shimon could not claim that I paid Reuven back directly and I did not have any Edim, certainly Shimon would not be Nemon, as Reuven made a clear t'nai that he has to pay him back in front of Edim. However, Shmuel holds that if Shimon would make a claim and state that I paid back this chayv in front of two Edim, and these Edim are not here in order to testify, then certainly Shimon would be believed. And keep in mind that in this case, Rabbi Asi would be chaylik on Shmuel, as Rabbi Asi holds that by the fact that Reuven made this t'nai, so it's as if Reuven told Shimon that not only did I want you to pay back in front of Edim, but these Edim must be available in order to testify that you actually paid it back. In this version of the Gemara will now ask a tiyufta on Shmuel from the next case of the Mishnah, as t'nai we learned in the Mishnah, if Reuven says to Shimon, Manli biotcha, that you owe me $100, and Amalai Hain, and Shimon responds to Reuven, that I owe you $100, and Amalai, and Reuven says to Shimon, Al tatnayuli el bifnei Edim, that I want you to make sure that if you pay back the schayiv, you pay it back specifically in front of Edim, and Lamacha Amalai Tanayuli, and the next day Reuven said to Shimon, give me $100, and Shimon responds, the Satav Lecha, that I already paid you back, and the Gemara understands that certainly there would be no Chiddush in the Mishnah, that if Reuven just stated that I paid you back, and I didn't pay it in front of Edim, that Shimon would be chayiv, and therefore it must be that when Shimon said in Satav Lecha that Shimon actually stated that I paid you back in front of Edim, and the Edim went with Medina Siyam, and even so the Mishnah states that Shimon would be chayiv, Mipreshit Tzarech Litnoi Be'edim, as Reuven specifically made a t'nai that Shimon has to pay him back in front of Edim, and these Edim have to be available to testify, and Tiyufta de Shmuel, from this case of the Mishnah, there's a Tiyufta on Shmuel, and Amal HaShmuel, and Shmuel responds, In Chanami Tanoyi, that's a Machlekes Tanoyim, and I hold, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that we'll see in the following Braisa, and In Chanami, the Mishnah is against my Shita, and as the Gemara continues, the Tanya, and as we learn to the Braisa, and right now, the Havamid of the Gemara is that the Braisa is discussing in case Reuven actually made this t'nai at the time that Reuven lent the money to Shimon, and as the Braisa states, Be'edim Hel Visicha, Be'edim Parli, that if Reuven says to Shimon that I lent you this money in front of Edim, and I specifically want you to pay me back in front of Edim, so the Tanakama of this Mishnah is like the Shita of Asi, and like our Mishnah, or Yitin, or Yavi Raya Shinasan. So if Reuven claims that Shimon did not pay him back, then either Shimon has to pay him back, or Shimon has to bring Edim that he actually paid him back, and Shimon would not be able to taina that I paid you back in front of two Edim, and the Edim went to Medina Siyam. However, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Imed, Yachalei Malei Paratich, Bifnei Pliny Pliny, Vahochlam Medina Siyam, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds that even though Reuven made a specific t'nai that Shimon has to pay him back in front of Edim, but Shimon could still claim that I paid you back in front of Edim, however, they went to Medina Siyam, and they're not available to testify, and that would be like the Shita of Shmuel. However, the Gemara continues, Paruch Rab Acho, Soma Geris, Rab Achoi, Rab Achoi asked on Shmuel that you can't bring the Raya from this Braisa that there's a Machlekes Tanoim regarding your Shaila. We might have Shas HaVokai that who said we were talking about a scenario where Reuven actually made this t'nai at the time they lent the money to Shimon, and then you would say that you're going like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. As quite possibly, even Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira agrees to Rabbi Asi that if Reuven made this tonight at the time of the actual Havah, then certainly Shimon would not be able to make this claim. And Dilma B'Shas Tviyakai, maybe this machlekes between the Tanakhama Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is specifically referring to a case where Reuven made this claim when he came to Bezin, and after Shimon made a claim that I already paid you back, the Hachi Kamalei, so Reuven responded to Shimon, La Be'edim HaVesicha, Be'edim HaYelachal HaPareini, that didn't I lend you this money in front of Edim, and therefore you should have paid me back in front of Edim, and Lemaisa Reuven never made this tonight at the time at Havah, and if he said the Tanakhama is going like the Shita Rav Asi that we saw in the first version, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is going both like Rav Asi in the second version, as well as Shmuel in the first and second versions, then I'm Alvis Chaver Be'edim, In Tzarech L'Pari Be'edim, and the Gemara continues, Al B'Shas Havah, Divrei HaKol Chayiv, and as we explained, that if Reuven would have made this tonight at the time that he lent the money to Shimon, then certainly both the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira would agree to our Mishnah and to Rav Asi, then certainly Shimon would not be nema to claim that Partichu B'Fnei Pleni Pleni V'Holchul Hamul Medina Siyam. And the Gemara now continues, Amar Rapapi Mishmei Di Rava, Rapapi stated the name of Rava, Hilchasa Hamalvas Chaver Be'edim Tzarech L'Pari Be'edim, which is exactly like Rav Asi in version number one. Rapapi Mishmei Di Rava Amar, however Rapapa states the name of Rava, Hamalvas Chaver Be'edim Ain't Tzarech L'Pari Be'edim. Number one, we don't pass like Rav Asi in version number one, and we pass like Shmuel and Rav Asi in version number two, that all agree that Hamalvas Chaver Be'edim Ain't Tzarech L'Pari Be'edim. However, Rapapa continues that if Reuven specifically made it tonight, and Vim Amal Tifreini El Be'edim, then certainly Tzarech L'Pari Be'edim, then Shimon will be required to pay Reuven back in front of Edim. However, Vim Amalei Partich B'Fnei Pleni Pleni V'Hoch L'Amal Medinas Yom, then Nemon, which would be like Shmuel in version number two. And before we continue, let us point out the words of Ritva and Ramban, as Ritva explains that when the Gemara stated that if Reuven stated Al Tifreini El Be'edim Tzarech L'Pari Be'edim, Zokta Ritva, Sugi the Gemara Mucha, the B'Shas Havah Lav Dafka, that this stipulation did not have to be made at the time of Havah, as the Huadin La'ach Havah Mahani Tnar, and he explains that La'achal Kol Shehisna Al Tifreini El Be'edim Kari Shas Havah, the Chol Shehisna Klum Kari Shas Tfiya, Shum D'Lav Orchol Asduye El B'Shas Havah, Nakat Hachi, therefore we see that the Tnai was made at the time of Havah, and the Ramban states of Mistavra, Shalom Yekibul Lav, that if the Loiva actually was not Mekabal this Tnai, V'Omoloi Apar Yischa Shaloi Be'edim, that I reserve the rights to pay you even without having Edim, Dei Shloye Yitzarach Lahavi Edim Imi, Shem Yelchum Medin Siyam Oymusu Shemat Tadveni Pamacheres, as I am concerned that you potentially could be Tavein me two times, and Be'in Yitzarach Lepari Be'edim, V'loi Chashinon Dilma Daiti Lachpure, and we won't be Choshish that the reason why the Leiva would say this is because he's planning to defraud the Malva, and he wants to be Kaifa Kol, and he wants to say, I paid you back in front of Edim, and they were Hochelum Medin Siyam, and Shemachi Le Mekabal Lepari Be'edim, the Adra Abba Lehecham Rinon, the Adra Abba will say to the Malva, Dilma Daiti Lachpure Puyasai, and Shemachi Be'er Edim, and Ramban explains that certainly this idea is only when Reuven actually tried to make this Tanai after the actual Havah, and as Ramban states, the Hamei Karish Loi Be'edim Nasan Loi Ayin Sham, and also keep in mind that we learned the Sugya based on one Derech, but the Rishonim have multiple different ways to learn the Sugya, and keep in mind Rabbeinu Chananel as well as others are gurus at the end of the Gemara, that Rapapa actually stated in the name of Rava, that Im Amalei Partich B'Fnei Pleni Pleni V'Hoch L'Am Udinus Yom, that Enoi Nemon, and he would actually be passing like Rav Asi Ayin Sham, and the Gemara now continues and brings a simin which represent seven cases that the Gemara will bring from now until the middle of Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara begins Simin Reuven v'Shimon de Tanu Hilchasa Yaski Upara Pleni Pleni Aftsi Sitroi Bemnusa Kebetrei. And the Gemara begins with the first example Ahuda Amli Lechavrei Ki Puratin Parenli Ba'api Reuven v'Shimon. That if the Malva said to the Leva that when you pay me back, I want you to pay me back in front of Reuven and Shimon, and Azul Upari Ba'api Trei Me'alma, when the Leva paid back the loan, he paid it back in front of two Edim, but instead of paying back in front of Reuven Shimon, he paid it back in front of Levi and Yehuda. And as Rashi points out, that the Malva claims that Levi and Yehuda are Ede Sheker, Mabai and Abaya states, Ba'api Betray Omale, Ba'api Betray Pare, the Lemaisa, the Malva made a Tnai, that the Leva has to pay back in front of Edim, and ultimately the Leva was Mekayim the Tnai, as he paid back in front of Edim, and it's irrelevant that he didn't pay back in front of Reuven and Shimon. However, Omale Rava, Rava responds to Abaya, Lahaki Kamale Ba'api Reuven and Shimon, that the reason why he actually stated I want you to pay it back in front of Reuven and Shimon in order to make sure that the borrower doesn't push him off, the Malva was makbid that the actual payoff should be in front of Reuven and Shimon Dafka and not in front of any other Edim. Gemara continues with the second case, that Reuven said to Shimon that when you pay me back, I want you to make sure to pay me back in front of two Edim that are Tanu Hilchasa and are Talmid HaChamim and Azul Pari being delayed with delay. However, ultimately, when Shimon paid Reuven back, he paid directly to Reuven and he didn't have any Edim, and he certainly didn't have Edim that were Tanu Hilchasa. It's Nisu Hanach Zuzi, and then Reuven lost his money based on Oinus and Asal Kamed Reb Nachman, and they came in front of Reb Nachman for a Din Torah, and Amalei and Reuven said to Reb Nachman that in Kabula Kabultinu Menei Derech Pekodin Vamino Lehevi Gaboy Pekodin Adam Yisrael Beitrei Tanu Hilchasa Mekayim Tanai, that although it's true that I accepted payment from Shimon, but ultimately I just accepted Derech Pekodin, and I thought to myself that I would watch it until Shimon actually finds Edim that will Tanu Hilchasa, and Lemaisa during this time frame I was a Shem Echinam, and since an Oinus occurred, therefore I am Potter, and Lemaisa I never got paid back from Shimon, and Shimon still owes me this money. And Amalei and Rav Nachman responded to Reuven, Kivin the Kamoides Devadish Eklasinu Minei Purei Mal Yahavei, and the Amr Lekume Tnai Zilai Sinu Da Anov Rav Sheshes Tanina Hilchasa V'Safra V'Sifri V'Tesefta V'Kulut Amuda. And Rav Nachman told him that since Lemaisa Yemoida that you took the money from him, then certainly that's considered a Purei Mal Yah, as Lemaisa you didn't specify that I'm only going to hold a Derech Pekodin. And Rav Nachman continued and made fun of the Malva, and he told him that if you want Shimon to be Mekayim Tnai, that you should go and bring the money, and then Shimon will be able to be Mekayim Tnai, as he'll give you the money in front of me and Rav Sheshes, and we are Tnina Hilchasa Safra Sifri Tesefta and Kulut Amuda, and therefore he'll be able to be Mekayim Tnai. And certainly this was just Derech Schoik, as Rav Nachman just meant to tell the Malva that certainly Shimon made a proper payment, and he's not chayav to pay you once again. And as Taisa states, B'dichusa Ba'almahu to come Hadle, V'lab Mishum to Tzarech L'Kayim Tnai. Gemara continues with the third case, Ahud Amalei L'Chavri, Havli Me'ezuze, Da'isitach, and Reuven made a claim from Shimon that you should give me the $100 that you owe me, and Amalei and Shimon responded, Lo Yehoyu Dvar Ma'ilam, that I never borrowed $100 from you, Ozlo Isis Sadi, Da'isfei Parei, and then Reuven brought Edim that Shimon actually borrowed money from him, but the Edim also testified that Shimon already paid back this money to Reuven, and Amar Abaya and Abaya stated that Shimon is Potter as Inu Amri Isfei and Inu Amri Parei, as Lemaisa the Edim testified that Shimon borrowed the money, but he also testified that Shimon paid Reuven back, and therefore certainly Shimon is not chayav to pay Reuven. However, Rava Omar, Rava stated, although it's true that the Edim testified that Shimon paid $100 back to Reuven, but Lemaisa Shimon himself stated that I never borrowed money from Reuven, and anyone that states that they didn't borrow money, it's as if they stated they never paid him back. And we have a cloud that it does baldin, kamei Edim dami, and really even more than mei Edim, and therefore we believe Shimon that he didn't pay back Reuven, and therefore Shimon will be chayiv to pay Reuven $100. And the Gemara continues with the fourth halacha, as Ahud Amalei L'Chavrei Havli Me'ezuzi the Mesikta Bach, that Reuven said to Shimon, give me back the $100 that I lent you, and Amalei and Shimon responded, Loi Paraticha B'fnei Pleni and Pleni, didn't I already pay you back in front of the following two Edim, and also Pleni Pleni Amri Loi Yidvar Ma'ilam, and then Reuven went and found these Edim, and these Edim testified that Shimon never paid Reuven back in front of them, and Ayin Rashi points out that Shimon then stated that either I paid Reuven back in front of these Edim, or possibly I forgot, and I really just paid back Reuven, and it wasn't in front of Edim. The Gemara tells us, Sav Rav Sheshes Lameima Hochse Kafrin, Rav Sheshes thought to say that since Shimon originally claimed that I made this payment in front of these Edim, and the Edim just stated that it wasn't true, so therefore Shimon is Hochse Kafrin, and as Rashi states, Ve'inu Neman Afilu B'Shvul Aleima Paraticha Shalei B'Fneim, Shrei Omer Paraticha B'Fneim, Ve'nim Se Shakrin, Wevah Omali Rava, Rava argues on Rav Sheshes, and he stated, Kol Milsa L'Ramila D'Inshi Lava Daite, that this is just a small detail, and all that Shimon would remember is the major detail that he actually paid back the loan to Reuven, but he doesn't remember this detail as to whom he paid it back in front of, and did he pay it back in front of Edim, or did he just give it to Reuven without Edim? And as Rashi states, Kegoyin Zesh Lehoyle Lemon Praticha Be'edim, as since Shimon did not have to pay Reuven back in front of Edim, Shle Amaloy Zeh B'Shas Halva Be'edim Parli, as Reuven never made a tnai that Shimon had to pay him back in front of Edim, Hilkoch Leisam Liba Liska in Be'edim Para, Im Shle Be'edim Para, Va'amal Be'edim Praticha V'Lava Daitei, Be'edim Nehuchsa Kafrim Bekach, and therefore Shimon would be Nemo to say that I paid Reuven back, and he could be Kaifa Kol, and he would only be Chayiv to make a Shuas Hesses. The Gemara continues with the fifth scenario, Ahud Amalei L'Chavrei, Havli Shis Me'ezuzi the Mesiklubach, that Reuven says to Shimon, pay me back back $600 that you owe me. And Amalei and Shimon responds, Loi Paraticha Meir Kabi Afsi, that I already paid you back $600. I had already gave you 100 kav of gold nuts. And we continue on Daf Membezim and Aleph, the Kaimai Bishisa Shisa, and the value at the time of each kav of gold nuts was 6 zuz each, and therefore I already paid you back the full 600 zuz. And Rashi explains at the top of the Amid, Afsi Galt Balaz Uma'avdim Ben Ha'ires, and they would use gold nuts in order to tan hides. And Amalei and Reuven responds to Shimon that while I agree that you gave me 100 kav of gold nuts, La Baba Abba Avakaimi, that Lemaisa they were only valued at 4 zuz each kav, and therefore you only pay me back $400, and you still owe me $200. And also Trey Sadi Va'amru in Baba Abba Avakaimi, and then two Aiden came to Bezin, and they actually testified that the market value of gold nuts at that time was for 4 zuz for a kav, and therefore Shimon owes $200 to Reuven, and Shimon actually claims that it could be that I made a mistake, and not only did I give 100 kav of gold nuts to Reuven, but I also paid him $200, and therefore I don't owe Reuven any money. Amar Rava, and Rava stated, Huchsa Kafrin, that Lemaisa, since Shimon lied, benegay the price of the gold nuts, therefore there's a chazaka that he's a liar, and we don't believe they paid the additional $200, and therefore Shimon would owe $200 to Reuven. Amar Rava Bachama, so Rava Bachama said to Rava, Ha Amrit, called Misle Ramila de Inish, Lava Daitai, that Lemaisa, you just stated that a person doesn't remember exact details, and therefore, why don't we say that Shimon just remembers that he paid back the entire loan and he doesn't owe any money to Reuven, and Eina Chanami made a mistake as to the value of the gold nuts, and why did you say that he's Huchsa Kafrin? However, Amalei Rava, Rava responded to Rayim Bachama, Katsusa de Tara, Mitka de Chiri Inchi, that certainly people do remember a price that was set for different things that they sell or that they give someone, and therefore in this case, Shimon is Huchsa Kafrin, and therefore Shimon would have to pay $200 to Reuven, and we would not believe him that he paid $200 in cash and $400 in gold nuts. And in Rashi, that points out, according to Rabbi Bachama, the Loi Ramila the Inish, Bahainami Loi Ramila, Loima Be'ezin in Yimparim, Elaparatia Stama, Hilkach Leniska Vesava Shekacha Shar, Lehusa Kavron, Venishba Sheparim, Mikomakim, and therefore Shimon should be able to make a Shvuas Hesis and be Potter as he was Kaifa Kol, and we will stop over here.